Here in the United States, September means back to school for close to 30 million elementary and secondary school age girls. Many of these girls will go on to graduate high school and then attend college, but in developing nations, taboos around period care and the lack of adequate menstrual hygiene causes more than 100 million girls to miss school. They fall behind in their studies and many simply just drop out. This is known as period poverty. We have talked about this on our program before, and this is not just in developing countries that we see this. Many impoverished and homeless women and girls here in the United States do not have access to period care. That's where a Boise-based company called Salt comes into the picture. Salt produces period cups that last up to 10 years, replacing the need for pads or tampons. And this entire month, Salt is teaming up with activists to raise awareness around period poverty. And they are doing it through a social media campaign called Back to School for Her Too. Joining me live in studio to talk more about this are Salt founders Sherry Hoger and Amber Fossen. Welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having us.
We're so happy to be here.
Well, I want to start with you, Sherry, because I read about the idea for Salt and how it came about. You were having a conversation with an aunt of yours who lives in Venezuela, and she didn't have proper menstrual care.
That's right. Grocery shelves were literally empty. She couldn't access basic food supplies and also period supplies like pads and tampons. And it immediately made me think of my five daughters and what I would do in that situation. And that led to a lot of research. And I just realized how big of an issue period poverty is across the world. It extends far past just Venezuela. And that's when I was first introduced to the menstrual cup, and I tried my first one. And I was just blown away and loved it from the get-go. Just the fact that it can be worn for 12 hours, that it can last 10 years, that you can wear it while sleeping, that you can wear it while swimming, and just the fact that it's sustainable and so comfortable. I thought, where has this been my whole life?
And it's a one-time cost.
Yes.
I mean, we're talking you buy this and it lasts up to 10 years, and that is not the case with most menstrual products.
Lasts as long as your passport, so, after 10 years, and you can buy a second cup.
There you go. And Amber, for you, how did you get involved with this, and why was it important to you?
So I had recently sold a business of my own. My first business was a chocolate company, and it was the natural transition.
It really is.
No, but Cherie was doing this really out of the good of her heart. She was supplying reusable supplies to many of her friends. I mean, we're talking like thousands of people, just to help people. So she would get reusable pads out to people. And she started looking for a menstrual cup that she could completely get behind. And she didn't find exactly what she wanted. So as she's already asking for custom designs on reusable pads, she starts looking into the cup. And as we both started to understand what an incredible impact proper period care can make around the country and around the world, we both felt that this was a message that needed to be broadcast internationally, and that really anyone who has a period should be at least aware about a menstrual cup and its benefits. And so I kind of convinced her that the next business needed to happen.
Well, and what's amazing to me were some of the statistics that you sent me, one of them being that girls who are experiencing period poverty, they miss upwards of 20% of the school year.
Yeah. Living in the U.S., I think it's hard for us to imagine a world where our education opportunity could be limited by something as basic as period care.
Mm-hmm.
We have over 80% of our schoolgirls attending high school and being able to graduate from high school and then also attending college and university. But in developing nations where you have this period poverty, there's girls who resort to really unhygienic practices like sometimes using soil or ash for their periods, or paper torn from school books, or bits of mattress padding or scraps of clothing. And because of that, they do end up missing so much of the school year, and many end up dropping out. It's really sad to see that correlation between attendance rates and when girls start their period.
And I want to talk about the campaign that you're doing, but I also, before we get to that, want to talk about the fact that you've teamed up in the past too with area nonprofits to help women and girls. So talk a little bit about that, because we've had the Boise Period Project on before and really started the conversation, I think, on this program about period poverty and the fact that it happens right here in our state. But that was important to you as well, correct? Was to to reach out locally as well.
Yeah, absolutely. We have myself and some of our staff members on the board of Period Project, and we are so thrilled to be able to provide menstrual cups to our local Boise community that focuses a lot on the homeless population. And this is a problem throughout the U.S. One of our major charity partners is also Period.org, and they focus on domestic and international donations. And then we have Her International. They're Canada-based. They do a lot of work in Nepal, and they focus on providing education, annual scholarships to girls there in need. And so really, we're trying to get both period awareness out and be able to just distribute cups. We just launched our company in February of this year, so we're pretty new. But this was such a big part of our mission that so far we've donated over 2,000 cups domestically and internationally through our charity partners.
And that's pretty amazing that you started this in February and there is such a need for this.
It's incredible that there are so many people who we speak with who get it. And if somebody hears about period poverty and they want to make a difference, obviously, if you buy any salt product, a portion of your purchase goes directly to these charities we're working with. We have started connecting with people who have heard about our company and have a connection with a boots on the ground charity. So we've been launching several pilot programs in several countries around the world where people are educating about the cup and getting the word out. And it's been incredible that it has not just been spurred on by us, but so many of our customers are just taking the reins and using what we provide to make incredible change. And it's been absolutely mind-blowing to watch how it is actually being adopted quite a bit in Nepal. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of places where we thought there would be more social barriers than there are, and it's starting to make a change.
What's amazing to me is that I really had no idea about period poverty until we talked to the Boise Period Project. I always complained about how expensive menstrual products are.
Yes.
Because they are. And you I mean, if you have a period, guess what? You need something. So part of your mission then is that there should be access to everyone, no matter what their socioeconomic status.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we have a really big dream. Education is such a big pillar of our company because education has done so much for our personal lives as women to just bring about fulfillment and prosperity and opportunity that we just can't imagine a world where girls are limited in their education because of something as basic as mm-hmm. a period. So that's a big pillar for us.
I'm speaking with SALT founders Sheree Hoger and Amber Fossen. We are talking about this upcoming, well, it's just started. So talk to me about the social media campaign that you're going to be doing this entire month called Back to School for Her 2.
Yes, exactly. So we have found there are so many activists, influencers, people who have just gotten on board with our company who want to spread the message and who really have no problem talking periods anywhere and everywhere. Mm-hmm. If you set the right tone, it really can be an easy conversation. And so we thought about a way we could organize this and just help people understand, because like you mentioned, there are so many people who just haven't thought about the fact that periods can be such a life mm-hmm. hurdle for so many people. And so, yes, we have 30 activists. And each of them is giving away one of our cups every day in September and spreading the message that one period cup can make a lifetime of difference, which can then change the trajectory for a girl or woman's life.
So tell me about how this works, because Instagram is involved.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Right.
So we've got to talk about how do you become involved in this campaign?
So our Instagram handle is at SALTCO, and that's with two A's, SAALTCO. And if you come to our profile, you'll be able to see the influencer each day who is doing a giveaway. It will last for 2 days. Go over and visit them and follow them and tag your friends, as many people as you think would be open to the message. And you'll be able to see them spread some details about period poverty. And then each influencer will then announce the winner. And hopefully we'll be able to get more people talking about periods.
And not only will they announce a winner, so someone could win a period cup, but then they will also give a cup, right? Correct?
We'll be donating about
Okay.
300 cups this month to some of these pilot programs. And actually, Amber is heading to Kenya in 2 weeks to go teach about period cups and to do some of that distribution.
Well, and again, it comes back to the idea that if we don't talk about it, we don't know about it. And I know for some people it can be an uncomfortable topic, but guess what? Half of our population deals with this. And it is something that we need to be talking about, especially when it affects education. And so I would assume, though, that yes, when we talk about developing countries and the need for that, absolutely. But we see it here, too. And since you've started the company in February, were you surprised also just by the need here in the United States?
Yeah, I think that a lot of us aren't aware how many of our low-income and homeless population can't afford period care.
There are just different periods in your life when you felt it, the budget is tight, and you're having to make some really hard decisions. We just spoke with a friend this morning who said that she had heard in the period aisle that a mother was telling her daughter, okay, either tampons or pads. We don't have the budget for both tampons and pads. So, you know, what are you going to do for this month's period? And if you're able to have a period cup, $27 will last you for 10 years. And you get yourself a few panty liners, you are free of the tampon aisle. And for so many people who are on a budget because of whatever their circumstances for that moment, to just feel that relief that my period products are taken care of, and now I can focus on other productive things that I need in my life. I can buy the groceries I need, is a pretty powerful thing.
Well, and I believe, too, when we had the Boise Period Project on, they told us that you, if you have any type of like food stamps, things like that, you cannot use it for menstrual products.
Yes.
And that's one more reason why talking about it is so important, because people don't understand this basic need. Just talking about the pink tax that a luxury tax is added to period products in so many states.
Because it's a luxury.
Because what a luxury it is.
How lucky we are.
Look at that.
Well, I appreciate the work that the two of you are doing. We will make sure that we get your message out, that we put your information about the campaign for this month on our website. You're doing good work. I appreciate the conversation today.
Thank you so much. Yeah, for having us.
My guests today are founders of Salt, Sheree Hoger, and Amber Fossen.